Blog Talk Radio.
Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah.
breakthrough broadcast will be always known by giving God all of the glory, all of the honor, and all of the praises. For the word of God says, if I be lifted up, if I be lifted up, he said that he will draw all men unto him. And that is what we're doing and what we'll continue to do on this broadcast. We want you to know that if you have a friend, have a relative, anyone, a neighbor, and you would like them to hear the word of God that is about to go forth through the airwaves on this radio station, you still have time to call them and to let them know that the breakthrough broadcast is on the air, and we want to know, to share the word of God with you, because the word of God will bring light, bring illumination. It will build your faith and give you that confidence that you need in a day and a time that we are living in. I want to let you know that the topic for our breakthrough panel today will be Praise for God Justice. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Why don't you just take the time out? If you can, I understand if you're driving, but if you can just stop, you may be just walking through your home, talking to a friend, just reverence God as God began to speak to us today. And we're just going to hear from even as God spoke to the men and women of God, God is speaking yet today here at this time. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We glorify your name. God, we lift your name up. God, we thank you, God, because you are the Alpha and Omega. You are the beginning and the end. You are the first and the last. You are the true and the living God. We thank you, Lord God, because you have all power in your hands. We thank you today, God, because you're able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that every ear of the listeners, God, that you will anoint it. God, that you will touch the hearts of our people, God, from the north, from the south, from the east, and the west. God, that they will be captivated by your spirit. God, that yokes will be destroyed. God, in the mighty name of Jesus, that the captive will be made free, that all those that are in bondage today, that the bondages, God, will, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that they will be loose and free from their bondages in the name of Jesus, bondage of the mind, the soul, and the spirit. God, that every shackle, God, will be broken, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we just thank you, God, even now. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do. We give you honor, Lord God, for every panelist, Lord God, every woman of God that's on this panel, Lord God, that's going to speak forth the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God, that's able to bring deliverance, able to bring clarity, understanding, God, to your people. And for this, God, we will continually to bless and to praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. We would like to take the opportunity to introduce to you the breakthrough broadcast panelists. They are as follows: Miss Helen Hooper, Evangelist Geraldine Spencer, and Pastor Gladys Sampson. And we thank God again for these Holy Ghost filled women of God that God has sent for such a time as this. And yes, our topic today is Praise for God's Justice. And our key verse would be, happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, with executed judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food for the hungry, which is taken from Psalm, the 146th Psalm, that fits through that seventh verse. And I just thank God for his word today, because his word of God calls us to be free from those things that have us bound. And I thank God that we can praise God and that we can give him the honor and we can give him the praise. And we just want you to know that the topics that we are going to be discussing today, the first one would be enduring praise. And then we're going to come back again and talk about the two objectives of trust, the fertility of trusting men, and also the satisfaction of trusting the Lord. And then we're going to go on, and then we're going to talk about the Lord's righteous works. And we want you just to have an ear to hear what God is saying to his people today, because if you hear, you're going to be mighty blessed. When I think about happiness, when I think about a person, even when we're thinking about our golden text and our key word, happy is he that has the God of Jacob for his help. You ought to be excited. You ought to know that on the inside, that when you have the God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, when you have God as your trust, when God has intervened, when God is there and fighting battles for you, when God is the one that will give you a heart for him, he'll give you that mind. He is a mind fixer. He is a heart regulator. You know, when I think about that happy, the being happy, being delighted, when we can please God, when we can be glad in him, when our mental emotion, it lines up with God's word, when it characterizes God's word. So I thank God, even as we get ready to get into this study today, it's going to be a exciting study. We're going to go further and further in it, but we just want to get ready at this time to welcome our first panelist to the Breakthrough Broadcast. We're going to be talking about enduring praise. We want to bless the Lord for Miss Helen Cooper.
Thank you, Dr. McCoy, and hello to the broadcast. Listeners, welcome, and to the panelists, I thank God for being on the show again today. And the topic I'm going to be discussing is enduring praise. It is going to be coming from Psalms 146, verses 1 and 2, and it says, "Praise ye the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being." And we're talking about enduring praise. And here we see that David is saying here that enduring praise. He's going to praise God for the rest of his life. And that's what it's saying. I'll praise God with my whole being. Any being means I praise God for the rest of my life. I will praise him with all that I have. And when we look at enduring, and I was studying this, enduring means to hold up under hardship or to go without to pray, to go through pain without yielding, long-suffering, you know, to last, and just to put all your faith in God. And when I was thinking about it, I said, well, long-suffering, and long-suffering means to be patient and endurance, and while you're going through troubles and provocations and things of it, and injury and things of that sort. So here we see David giving God all the praise and saying that he will praise God with everything that he has. That means that when we praise God, the word that he inhabits the praises of his people means he lives in the praises of his people, and he loves for us to praise him. When we praise him, when we give him all the praise, all the honor, all the this glorify him, everything that he is due, then he can move in our situations. And we're talking about praise for God's justice, then he can go and move in our situations. He can move in that rent situation. He can move in that home situation. He can move in any sort of trouble when we praise him and give him the praise. I remember when I was sick and in the hospital, everything that the doctor was telling me, but I still had to praise God for what he was going to do. I knew that he was going to heal me, so I had to praise him, and praise ties into our faith. That tells God that you have faith enough to know that he is going to move on your behalf. And praise God with everything, with all your being. And that's what we're talking about here. It means that you should praise him through everything, because we're going to have trials as long as we're here. We're going to have trials, and we're going to have tribulations and situations. It's just life. We're going to have to live life. He never promised us that it was going to be easy, but he is there to be an ever-present help for us. That's what God is there for. And when you praise him and give him praise and put things in his hands so he can handle it, so he can administer justice, then that tells him that, okay, my child, trust me, I'm going to go to work and I'm going to start doing it. I'm going to put that enemy over there to rest. I'm not going to allow that enemy to overtake this situation or overtake this person. When we praise God, that just moves him on his throne. That gives him what he needs to love us even the more. That my child is dependent on me to get this done. I'm just going to praise you for what I don't even see yet. That's where your faith comes in. I don't even see it, but I know that if I praise him and I give him all the honor in this situation and whatever that I'm going through, he's going to move on my behalf. And that's what we see here, where enduring praise comes in. We have to put our nose to the grind and say, God, I know you're going to fix this because you can't touch it. It's out of your hand. There is nothing that you can do about it anyway. So when we give God everything that we have in praise, when we glorify him, when we lift him up, that makes him move just on his throne. That makes him take care of what we're going through. Sometimes we touch things that we shouldn't touch. We don't give it to God. We don't praise him enough. We don't look to him to do these things and administer justice for us. But as we go through it, you can see through the Bible, when David, the whole book of Psalms, David is giving God praise for everything, because surely the enemy could have overtaken him, but God did not let or allow him to overtake him. It didn't allow his life to be taken. He did exactly what God's plan was for him. So we need to give God praise for everything, even when you're in a situation and you're down and out and you cannot see God, but you can feel him. I've been in those situations many a times when I could not see God, but I know he was working and I know he's going to administer justice in my behalf. Some things that went on recently here with me concerning my job. I mean, I had to give that to God. I had to give him the praise of what I knew that he was going to do, because I couldn't do anything about it. So I had to leave it alone. I had to give it to God, but I had to tie my faith in with my praise and knew that he was going to take care of that, and I left it there. So what he's telling us here is enduring praise. That means long-lasting praise. That means praise that goes continual praise. Praise him for everything that he is going to do, even if you don't see it. You praise him for it anyway. You give him the praise. That tells him that I trust you, that I know that you're going to get this done for me, that I know you're going to put the adversary under my feet. I know that that's going to happen. In Psalms 150 and 6, it says, let everything that has breath praise God or praise the Lord. That means that everything that's living, praise God. That means that we should turn to him and pray, just give him praise for everything. Because when we get up in the morning, when we go to sleep at night, when we're sleeping all through the night, he's still watching over us. His angels are watching over us. We should give God praise just for waking up in the morning. If you don't have anything else to praise God for, and I know you do, get it up in the morning, because some people don't even get up in the morning. Praising God for just the little things. I praise God in the morning when I get up and I just go to the bathroom, getting myself together for the next day. I got all my limbs are moving, everything. I'm moving. I'm seeing. I'm speaking. You know, give God the praise for everything, the little bitty things. He inhabits the praises of his people. That means he lives in the praises of his people. He'd love for us to give him praise because he can move like that. It shows him that I just love you. I praise you. You are my everything. I put all my trust in you. My faith is in you. In Hebrews 13 and 15, it's like giving him the sacrifice of praise. You get up in the morning and you just praise God for another day. Praise God. I ask him to make all the crooked places straight during my day. Everything, give God praise. The little things, give God praise. When I got my car, give God praise for that, because by all means, he did it. I didn't have anything to do with it. It was only God that gave me what I needed, and I really was in need of a new car. God gave me that car. I didn't have to do but a little bit for it. I praised him for what I knew he was going to do. I put it in his hands, and I let it go. But this is what moved God on his throne. And when he says enduring praise, it means everlasting praise. Just give him praise for everything without ceasing. Praise for anything and everything. He inhabits our praises. He loves for his people to praise him, because that's what he is for. That's how he moves for us. That's how he gets things done. When you don't praise God, that tells him that you don't have any trust in him. Even Job, when he was going through in Job 37 and 23, he was even saying how God is just for justice. this. In verse 23, it says he is excellent in power and in judgment and plenty of justice. Even him going through all that he went through, he was still praising God, and he still knew that God was going to administer the justice that he needed. And he lost, the Bible said he lost everything. But here we see him still saying that God is excellent in his judgment and plenty in his mercy and plenty in his judgment, and he will not give us what we know. He judges accordingly. He judges fairly. That's what he was saying. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Ms. Helen Hooper. We thank God, because we can exalt God. We can praise him for not something, but we need to praise him in every area of our lives. And I marvel and thank God as Ms. Hooper is telling us and sharing with us at the times that she's going through, when she has sickness in her body, times that she's going through on her job, but yet she did not forget to give God the praise and the glory. You know, I remember when I was thinking how the Word of God let us know that the enemy that comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I just believe that even though the enemy comes in many a times a different way, he tried to steal the joy. He tried to steal the praises of God's people. Whether or not it's where you have infirmed in your body, whether or not it's your job, whether or not it's people, whatever it may be, he'll try to steal the praise that belongs unto God. But I thank God that as we understand how important it is to praise God, to lift his name up, I thank God today for being able to praise God for his justice, because God, he is a just God. I thank God because God is fair in every aspect of his being. He is fair to me. He is fair to others. We thank God today because he is righteous in every way. He will cause us to be able to walk among men and women, boys and girls, to be able to stand up for him. Because the praise is not just in our mouth, but it's in our total being. And if it's in our total being, then it can't help but come out of our mouth and give God the praise. God, he inhabits the praises of his people. So I thank God that he can give us that attitude of praise. He can give us that when we, that attitude, and not only the attitude, but let us know that we can walk in his righteousness, and that he, and as God is righteous, he's always upholding what is just. Now, we can't always count on man for being fair and to being just and being moral, but being righteous, to conform into the things of God. But we can count on God to do all of these things for us. And I just thank God this day because, you know, somebody is looking to be happy. Somebody is looking for that is down and their head is hung down and they are dreary and weary. But I believe that if we could just get that inner strength in our spirit just to praise God, no matter what you're going through, Ms. Hooper already told you some examples of the things that she has gone through, but she let you know because God is her trust, God is living and abiding deep down in her that she can praise the Lord. Even our key verse told us today, and I started out talking about happy. Happy is he that has God, the God of Jacob, for his help. I thank God because God, he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and he's the God of Jacob, and he is our God, and I thank God that he is our help. He is there to assist us in every area of our life. He is able to provide for us everything that we need, everything that we think that is necessary. Sometimes it don't even need to be, it's not even necessary, but the things that God, even God will give us the desires of our heart, because he said if we delight ourselves in him, that he will give us the desires of our heart. And he is one that is able to satisfy us, and he's able to help us. This is the God that we are talking about. This is the God that Jehoshaphat knew, the God that we talked about in our past discussion about the God that he knew, the God that he served, the God God that he delighted in. And I just thank God for that. And we want you to get excited about what God is doing, what God is saying at this day and this time. No matter what, we need to ask God, Lord, help me to praise your name. Help me to praise you, God, for your justice. Help me to praise you for you being God and for you being God all by yourself. I praise you, God, for letting me be able to read your word, to see with your servant, with your ambassador, with your people of God, how they live, even if through trials, although they went through tribulation, although, God, some of their lives was taken, and yet, they gave you praise. And when we can look at David, we can say, praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Because this man of God, even as Ms. Hooper had mentioned him, he went through some struggles. He went through some things in his life. But yet he was able to praise God because he knew that God was just in all that he did. And he will call us to walk in that complete obedience to him and to trust him as well. So we're going to move on, and we want you to just get ready as God begins to give revelation of his word to us today, line by line and precept by precept. We're going to talk about two aspects of trust and the fertility of trusting men, which is taken from Psalm 146, 3 and 4. Let's get ready to welcome Evangelist Geraldine Spencer to the Breakthrough Broadcast.
Praise the Lord, Breakthrough Broadcast, Dr. McCoy, and the panelists. I'm going to be reading Psalms 146, verses 3 through 6. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the Son of Man, in whom there is no help. His breath goes forth, he returneth to his earth, and that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, which made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that therein is, which keepeth truth forever. Amen. And here, the first part, the two objects of trust. And we know that if we put our trust in man, that man cannot do what God can do. Man is not God. And here sometimes we do put our trust in man, but God is showing us here today in his word, let us know that you don't trust in man. In other words, don't trust in you. Trusted in other words, you could be trusting in a person for who they are, their status, what they may have, or what they have to offer. But God is letting us know, don't put your trust in that, because put your trust in man. Because, in other words, man is not able to solve the life's deepest problems, the things that you're going to go through. You know, it's like, you know, in other words, you go to the doctor, the only thing the doctor can do is give you a pill and just tell you this, you know, might be this, it might be that, but, you know, take it and see, in other words, see if it works. But, in other words, they can't solve. God is the only one that can solve our problems, our deepest problems. He's the only one that can heal us, deliver us. He is God. He is the one. He is the creator. And how sometimes, you know, I'm not saying not to go to a doctor, but I'm saying, though, don't put your trust in it. Amen. Look unto the Lord, amen, for him to do a great and marvelous work, to do work a miracle on your behalf, to do what is needed, to let you know that don't put your trust in that medication. In other words, put your trust in God. I know, God, you allow man to do this, but God, I'm going to trust you that you're going to heal me, amen, and that you're going to deliver me, amen. And because when we look here too in the scripture, it says here that when we trust in men, and it also, in other words, it's futile, is of no effect, because they die and again become dust. In other words, I always like to say, you know, in other words, I am not God, and, you know, I'm just a vessel of God being used by him. But don't, in other words, put your trust in me. Put your trust in the Lord. Give him the praise and the honor for what he's doing, amen, in your life. And because we know that you don't have a heaven or hell to put no one in. So, in other words, you know what? Give God the glory. Give God the glory when God is using you, when God is telling you to do something and you being obedient. Tell the people, give God the glory. Don't give the glory to man. Give God the glory, for he's the one that is doing it. He's the one that is doing it. And also here, the satisfaction of trusting in the Lord. There's a satisfaction that only you can get from God. Amen. It's not a satisfaction that you're going to get from man, but when you put your hope, and here hope means to carry the thought of waiting and expectation. And here when God makes a promise to you, God will fulfill that promise. He's going to do it. But in that time, you're going to have to wait. You're going to, in other words, keep expecting and know that he is going to do it. Because he said in his word in Hebrews 6 and 13, for when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself. Amen. So I tell you, that is the one that you need to put the trust, your trust into, because, in other words, he didn't need another person to swear by. He swore by himself because he was the creator. He was the one that created everything. And when you look here in the scripture and you see that he is the strong and trustworthy God, is the creator of all things. He created all things. He is known as Elohim. Elohim is the creator and the judge. That name means Elohim, the creator and the judge. And he was the one that created everything. So you know if he can sustain the stars, and if he can sustain everything that he created on a daily basis, how much more will he not sustain for you, for me, for anybody? Amen. That putting their trust into him, he's going to take care of you. If he make a promise to you, God will fulfill it. For he is a God that cannot lie. Amen. And I also like here what he says. In other words, it says, in his truth, it means faithfulness. He is faithful. If he made you a promise, he's going to do it, and he's going to carry it out, and it's going to be complete. It ain't going to be half done. It's going to be all the way done. Amen. Because I look forward, and I agree with the plan of God. I don't agree with the plan of man, what man has for me, but I agree with the plan of God, because God knew me before I was even formed in my mother's womb. Amen. And so I have to agree with him, and I know that he knows what's best for me. Amen. And in that, you're giving him praise and honor, and you reverence him, and you know that you trust him. Amen. Trust him. Amen. Don't put your trust in man, but put your trust in the God. Amen. For he is the one who is able, and he will fulfill his promises unto you. Back to you, Dr. McCoy.
Thank you, Evangelist Spencer. I thank God that we can put our trust, as Evangelist Spencer says, in the Almighty God, that we don't need to trust man. We don't put our confidence in man, but we put our confidence and our trust in God. He will never leave you, neither will he forsake you. I believe she said that God, he is faithful. And she tells us that God will take care of you. You heard that song, that God will take care of you. It's just not some words and lyrics there, but it's sound, it's true, it's right, that God, he will take care of you. No matter what you may be going through, he'll take care of you. David says, I have been young, but now I am old, but never have I seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. So there, let us know that God, he will take care of us. When we're going through things in our life, I like what the Word of God says. In Psalms, it says, I lift up my eyes unto the hill, which cometh my help, and my help cometh from the Lord, who hath made the heaven and the earth. And that's part of our key verse today. Happy is he that has God of Jacob for his help. When we have God on our side. When we have God fighting our battle, we will prevail, because the battle does not belong to us, but the battle belongs to God. And I remember in the Word of God how there was a battle, and the men of God, and the men of God had seek the face of God, and God let him know that it was going to be okay, and for them to go, and God went with them, and the Lord God fought for them, and God caused the hailstone from out of heaven to fall down on the enemy and to destroy them. So I'm telling you today that you don't have to be fearful of the enemy. You don't have to be fearful of those that are around about you, but all you need to do what is right before the Most High God. All you need to do is to trust God and depend totally, unconditionally upon him. He is he that executeth judgment. It is he. He is the one that will carry it out fully. It is he that will put our complete trust in him. It is he that we need to put our trust in him. So he can execute things. He can carry it out to the fullest. It said he called the completeness of it to be manifested. Oh, we're talking about God's judgment. Now, God's judgment, God righteous, his justice. We see time after time what God did in so many ways in order to bring about fairness and bring about justice to his men and his women. I believe even we see, even when the Israelites was over there in Egypt, how God fought for them, how he used the men of God, Moses, to go forth and bring deliverance to those people, even when they were wicked, even when they had forgotten about God. God brought justice, and God brought them out of the land of Egypt. I want you to know today you may be going through a situation in your life, and you may be feeling that it's all a loss, and if nothing can be done about it, you may be going before a judge. I want you to know that you know that God, you should make him your judge. You should make him your lawyer. You should make him everything, because he's better than any lawyer, any doctor. He's better than anything that you may be thinking of that you're depending on. I want you to know today that God, that when we began to praise God, that those people that gone into battle, they began to praise God before they went into battle, and God called them to win that battle, and God called them to have victory because they depended on God. They praised God. So I'm telling you today, even when you're going through things in your life, you need to praise God and to give him praise. Yes, we heard from Miss Alan Hooper, we heard from evangelist Geraldine Spencer, and now we're getting ready to move on a little bit closer. We're going to go and we're going to talk about the Lord's righteous work, and I believe that you're going to truly continue to be blessed by the woman of God. We're getting ready to welcome Pastor Gladys Sampson to the break.
God bless you this evening to Dr. McCoy and to the panel and to all those that are listening by way of radio. We thank God, amen, for this day that the Lord has given us, and it is a beautiful day. And also we thank God for his righteous works that he's doing in the earth today, though there may be many unjust things that are happening, but yet the righteousness of God is yet prevailing. Amen. And so we find, praise God, that in the 7th through the 7th, 8th, and 9th verses, he said, which executeth judgment for the oppressed, which giveth food to the hungry. The Lord looseth the prisoners. The Lord openeth the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises them that are bowed down. The Lord loveth the righteous. The Lord preserveth the strangers. He relieveth the fatherless and widow. But the way of the wicked He turneth upside down. Praise the Lord. And as I was sitting thinking, as I was reading this and listening, praise God, to the rest of our panel that have brought the word, we thank God for that word that was brought forth. I thought about how that he talked about caring for the needy. Amen. There are many times that we have a need, praise God, and there are those that, praise God, that have a need that needs to be met, whether it's spiritually or physically or mentally. Whatever that need is, God promised that he would provide. And so in doing so, I jotted down some notes that said, trusting in the Lord for his providential care. And we talked about, praise God, trusting in the Lord for his providential care. And Psalm 46, it concentrates on a personal call to praise as he exhorts others to trust in the Lord. And so as I looked at that, I thought about that, praise God, how the writer was saying that how God not only, praise God, judged righteously where the enemy was concerned, those that was oppressing Israel, but then in the part where he talked about bringing them out of Egypt and rescuing them, praise God, from the oppressors, he went further to say that yet he did not neglect to punish, praise God, hallelujah, that he did not neglect to punish the internal oppression of Israel's wicked kings. Amen. So God is not overlooking anything that is not righteous. God is looking at all things and everything, whether it be among the righteous or whether it be among those that are not righteous. And so I find, praise God, and he said, he talked about caring for the needy, for God cares for us. He loves us. He wants us, praise God, to be blessed, hallelujah. He wants us, praise God, to walk in his will, into the way of God, because, praise the Lord, he does not want us to, praise God, to be oppressed by the enemy. But sometimes, praise God, when we go against what God has given us to do, praise the Lord, we come to a place that, praise the Lord had to chastise us as well as those that, praise God, that are doing the oppressing. And so I find, praise God, and read a little further, he said, both sin has caused captivity in foreign lands. Those who return were even now being delivered from oppressive policies. And that's what God is even, I feel, is promising even unto us today. That, praise God, that if man would turn from his wicked ways and come back to God and repent and do, praise God, as I believe Revelation say, his first work's over, God will deliver us from the oppressive things that the enemy, praise God, has tried to hold us captive and put us in bondage with. Because, see, the hand of God is stronger. It's more powerful than anything, praise God, that the enemy, praise God, will try to bring against us. And so we look to the Lord. That's why we talk about trusting in him. When we trust in him, he said, with all thy heart, and lean not to our own understanding, praise God, because many times, hallelujah, we trust in God, amen, only when things are going well and we can see our way, but we got to trust him when we can't see our way. We got to trust him, praise God, when things, hallelujah, the enemy has tried to call blindness, and we talk about the darkness. I believe down there further, he talked about, praise God, he said, scripture also uses blindness to illustrate spiritual darkness and lack of understanding. When, praise God, when the people are going through a place of darkness and without understanding, we have to realize that God is always there. He's still there. He cares for us. He's looking out for us, even though that the enemy could have destroyed us. But God has placed his hand of protection over us to keep, praise God, even though we may, praise God, be in the wrong, or we may be done stepped a little bit to the left, praise God, instead of staying in the straight, praise God, narrow way. We, praise God, not a sidestepped as Israel did. But yet, praise God, God loves us so much that he holds us and takes care of us and keeps us, praise God, from destruction, praise God, because of his love for us. And so when I'm looking at this, praise God, I'm thinking that there's so much that are tied up into this, praise God, hallelujah, and how God will judge, praise God, the enemy for the things that they take in doing to the righteous, but yet God is still holding us accountable for the things that we get out of order and does not stay in that path of righteousness, as we ought to stay, as we should stay. Amen. And so when I looked at this, I thought about, praise God, that he chastised Israel as well as he, praise God, hallelujah, brought about, praise God, chastisement up on the enemy. And so when I looked at it, he said, the Lord also sets free prisoners as evidence of his power and justice. Our text implies that God is a friend of all who suffer punishment unjustly. He also frees those who suffer the imprisonment of sin and fear of death. And Psalms 146 and 8, it says, also points out that the Lord opened the eyes of the blind. Old Testament references to such healings point to the future days of messianic blessings. Amen. Messianic blessings. Amen. Praise God that we know that, praise God, the blessings of the Lord, praise God, hallelujah, is upon the people of God. And you know the blessing of the Lord, praise God, it standeth assured that, praise God, that God knows them that are his. Amen. He will never forget us. He won't forsake us. Neither will he leave us. But God has promised that he will be with us always. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we looked at that, praise God. I was looking and, praise God, just trying to pull so much out of this for such a short time. But I just thank God today the Bible, the writer also talks about Jesus healed many blind people during his ministry. Amen. And that's when we got into the point where he was talking about, praise God, he said the scripture, praise God, also uses blindness to illustrate spiritual darkness. Amen. Sometimes people get over into spiritual darkness and a lack of understanding. Praise God. It also notes those who bow under the weight of heavy burdens. Amen. But he also said he also delights to see the righteous in those he has created. Amen. God delights, he, praise God, himself in us. Amen. As he has created us, amen, in his own likeness, in his own image. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is wants to manifest his love. Praise God. Hallelujah. God wants to, praise God, let us know that he's faithful according to his word. And praise God, one thing, praise God, that it said, hallelujah, he said, this exhortation acknowledges all the good, all of God's perfection, his works, and his blessings. Amen. So we praise God. God deserves our praise. Praise the Lord, because God will never leave us. Praise God, in the hand of the enemy. Praise God, to be destroyed. When we call upon the name of the Lord, God will come. Praise God, to our rescue. Matter of fact, the word of God said, hallelujah, I believe one writer said, he will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen. He's with you always. Amen. Even until the end of the age. So I'm thankful today, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God that God wants us, hallelujah, to bless him. God wants us to praise him for his justice, because God is a fair God. He's a righteous God. He's a merciful God. He's a loving God. But God, hallelujah, wants his people to maintain a spirit of righteousness, love, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. So I bless the Lord today. Praise God for his word, and I thank God for, praise God, for Dr. McCoy and to all our listeners out there today. Praise God. Let us continue to bless and praise God for his goodness and his greatness in this hour. Thank God for each and every one of you. Have a blessed weekend.
We thank God for the woman of God. Thank God for Pastor Sampson. We thank God that she truly has blessed us. Another powerful word of God from the women of God. If you heard them on today, you heard them on the Breakthrough broadcast, you heard them as they talk about the justice of God. Praise God. Praise for God's justice. And yes, it is how important it is to praise God for his righteousness, for his justice. He is faithful. And even when we began to think about when he is faithful, even during the time, even as Pastor Sampson was telling us about how even at the time when we have sinned, the time that we've got, when we have been disobedient to God, because when we look at it, how the Israelites, how they had in turn, they sometimes commit apostasy against the Most High God, the one that loved them, the one that cared for them, the one that protected them, the one that was there with them. You know how it is when a mother protects her child, how a mother brings that, carries that child in a womb, and that mother nourished, eat the right thing, do the right thing, because that's her child, whether it's boy or girl, loving that child, protecting that child, bearing the pain of that child, many times in grief, many times when carrying that thing, that child, go through many things before that child is born, and yet after the child is born, they've been able to embrace that child and to love that child even more, because the child loves the mother, the parents loved that child even while they were carried. Never did see them, but yet until the birth, but yet they had this love, this unforgettable love for this child. And I believe that when we think about God, when we think about the love of God, I know it surpasses the love that God has. Of the love that a mother has for her child. But I'm trying to give you some comparison, because God loves us even when our parents say, oh, I love you so much, and they do so much for us and have done so much for the many of us. I know there's some exceptions, but yet there is a God that loves us, that knows the thoughts, that knows what we are thinking, that God that knows our needs, that God that will meet every need in our life, that God that will keep us in the midnight, that God that keeps us early in the morning. He is a God of talking about today. That's the God that we are talking about today. He is that God that even when we are pressed. See, Pastor Samson talking about the oppression. You know, sometimes you can be oppressed by the enemy. You know, that director, that person that on your job, that person that you're working with, that supervisor, or that person that's in the body of Christ, that person is your neighbor, whoever it may be, could bring oppression and depression to you, but God, He is able to keep you, because sometimes when you've been oppressed, you feel like you've been crushed, you feel like you've been burdened down, you've been abused, and but God, He will give you what you need. I thought about even when the woman of God was speaking, I thought about Peter, remember how Jane was killed, Jane, but then seen how it pleased them and how they wanted after they had killed him. They went after Peter, put Peter in jail. But you know what? I thank God, because God is Almighty God. I thank God that God, He is such a faithful and just God. Peter was lying at night around four quadrants, I believe, of soldiers, and they didn't mean for him to escape, and because they wanted to be able to probably do the same thing that they did to Jane. But you know, if God be for you, it is more than they that are against you. You may be going through some struggles today, but I want you to know God is with you. You know, God delivered, sent his angel. I'm going to have to say this really short, but he sent his angel, and he had Peter, the shackles fell off of him, and God brought him through the gate. I believe when I read that word, the gate opened, you know, for him. You know, when you stop thinking about it in the modern day, in the day that we live in now, you go into a Publix, you go into Wendy's, you go into the other supermarket, you go into places, the door opens automatically for you, and you in your mind and mentality tell you that they didn't probably have that then, but by the power of the supernatural, God opened the gates, God probably opened it for them to be able to him, to be able to go through, and angels went with him. But I thank God, you may be going through something today, you may be going through being oppressed today, but I'm telling you today that you need to praise God, you need to give God the praise, you need to give God some glory, you need to give him some honor. Yes, it may be a weight on you, but if you just get up and praise the Lord, if you just praise him even with your mouth, if you just sought him, if you just commit yourself to him and to let him have the free course in your life, I believe that everything's going to be all right. We are getting ready to go before the throne of grace. We're getting ready to petition God today on your behalf. And we're going to ask, even right now, we're going to ask Pastor Samson to come and give the invitation for you to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior in your life. We're going to ask her to come today, and we're going to ask her to pray in behalf of you, that you can be saved, that your life can be changed by the word of God. Pastor Samson.
Praise the Lord. We come before God this evening to thank him for this hour and for everyone that's on the airways that are listening. If you're saved, praise God. We pray that God will strengthen you. And if you're not saved, we pray that God will, that you will commit your life unto him and allow him, praise God, to be Lord of your life. So today we invite you, praise God, to accept Jesus into your heart and believe that, praise God, with, praise God, with your heart and confessing with your mouth that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God. And I know, praise God, that he will not fail you. Praise God. Father in heaven, we come before you now, God, for those that are not saved today. We pray, God, for the salvation of souls. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for the healing of the spirit today. In the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you will cause men to say yes to you and no to the devil. I ask you right now, God, to cause those that are listening that are not saved, that they would, praise God, and commend themselves unto the Lord, and that God will work a work in their life that, praise God, that will not, praise God, hallelujah, fail. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Father, look on that lost loved one today. Look on that sinner man today, glory to God. God, cause his heart, glory to God, to yield unto you. And for you, God, to come into their hearts and make their life brand new. And, God, we'll forever give your name the praise. Hallelujah for mankind today. For with the mouth, the word of God, so with the mouth, confession, praise God, is made unto salvation. And with the heart, hallelujah, man believes. So today, God, we ask in the name of Jesus that, God, that man would turn from his way and look to you, God, who is the author and the finisher of their faith, that they can receive, glory to God, life eternal in their life. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Father, cause men to say yes. Cause their heart to say yes. Cause their spirit to, praise God, to become subject to the will of God for them in this hour. And we'll forever give your name the praise and glory for it. Now, Father, those that are in bondage today, glory to God, those that are saved, God, those that have walked out of the will of God, we pray, God, that you'll open their eyes that they can see and their ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this hour. We ask, God, for the hallelujah, that you'll cause men, hallelujah, to, praise God, to repent of their sins. Turn, praise God, unto you, glory to God. Walk out of that place of darkness and come into the place of light. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you now, and we give your name the praise, hallelujah. Praise God for those, hallelujah, that are going through suffering. Those that, praise God, hallelujah, have lost a loved one. Praise God to all the people of God out there in radio land today that are listening to us. We ask God for a special blessing upon the people of God. God bless them is my prayer. Anoint them, oh God, to understand, hallelujah, your will and your way for their life. We bless and thank you right now. We claim deliverance, and we decree salvation for the lost souls, and we declare deliverance, praise God, for those that are in bondage, for those, praise God, hallelujah, that have lost their way. We ask, God, that you strengthen the righteous now. Help them, God, to stand steadfast and be unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for their labor is not in vain. Help them to put their trust in you always. Hallelujah. Not turn neither to the left, neither to the right. But, oh, God, keep walking in faith and keep in walking in righteousness, that you shall abound even the more in their hearts, their spirit, soul, and mind, that they have touched lives wheresoever they may go. We give your name the praise, God. Bless Dr. McCoy and all the panel. We bless you now for all things. In Jesus' name, for this day has been a glorious day. Amen. Thank God.
We thank God for the invitation repentance and for our radio audience, those that are not saved, those that do not know Jesus Christ. We thank God for every soul that was saved, every life that has been changed. We would like to take this opportunity to thank the Lord God for Miss Helen Cooper, Evangelist Spencer, Pastor Gladys Sampson, for being here on the Breakthrough broadcast. We're going to invite you to tune in on next Saturday at 4 o'clock at the same time, same station. May God bless and keep you.